how does it feel to have been nominated as an excellent educator within our community?
It's humbling. And yes, it's absolutely an honor, but it's extremely humbling. And I appreciate that acknowledgement. But the humbling part is that if I'm being recognized as an educator, the skill set that I have as an educator is not anything that I've developed on my own, or anything I've achieved has always been with other people. So students, other teachers, learning from them, working with them collaboratively. And again, students and teachers. And it's in the classroom settings and on the fields and in the gyms where I've learned how to be a better adult first, a better human being. And then especially once I became an Indigenous studies teacher, which is about, I guess, 15 years ago, that afforded me the chance to start almost the next phase at that time of my career, because it was an introduction to teachings that I was going to be receiving from key knowledge keepers and elders in my life. Melody Crow from Alderville First Nation being a pivotal person in my life, and Sherry Mattson, who was the Indigenous Education Consultant with the board prior to my coming in, and Sherry and I worked for a year together as well. So they were monumental in not only sharing knowledge with me, but guiding me in just how to be a better person. And that was the beginning of the work that I do now, which is trying to decolonize the classroom. Now I have the chance when I'm speaking with classes to point out that some of the things I say can be a little controversial because they don't support our present Western system. You know, curriculum to me is not the most important thing. It's building relationships. It's being honest. It's modeling how to be a learner. And part of modeling to be a learner is to be humble and not to pretend that you know everything just because you have a degree. It's listening. It's reconsidering. It's not being afraid to admit to making mistakes, because we all make them.
How do you think that the work you're doing now will impact the generations now that you've been teaching as Canada continues to work towards reconciliation and sort of realizing our country's true history and moving forward?
You know, this is a team effort. So, you know, I work with Marjolaine Lapointe, Janet Dugan, who's recently retired, Colleen Honey is our administrative assistant, and James Brake is our superintendent. So we recognize that together we need to support each other, because decolonizing the system is extremely exhausting and it's challenging, because we confront racism daily. And that might surprise people. So, you know, and asking and how I see this moving on into generations, the students we're working with now, and I'm talking from kindergarten to CIS, rather than flipping open their heads and pouring content into their heads, we are working on how do they see the world to get them to be critical thinkers, and how to recognize bias and to appreciate what they have in their lives, to be grateful for, and then recognizing that not everyone has the same thing that they do, and be kind to yourself, not to beat yourself up for it, but to recognize that, and then what do you do with that?
And I've also been told that you find it important to instill a social conscience in your students.
Absolutely, and that is part of being a better human being. These are part of the challenges, right? Because charity is not social justice. Where we are, writing checks or donating money is kind of like a salve or a balm for people's conscience, and they think that they're doing the right thing, or you know, retweeting posts that, you know, to increase your social profile that you're a caring person. Well, all that doesn't mean anything at all if on the daily your small acts don't reflect that, you know, and being kind and being an empathetic person, because we need to be. It has to start with being kind with ourselves, then extending that. And this is why I love what I do, because the teachings that I have received from Melody and other elders reinforce that. We need to focus more on speaking and thinking with intent and purpose. So what is the impact going to be of our words? What is the impact going to be of how we act? And to recognize that we are connected, and not just, you know, as human beings, part of being grateful, you know, we recognize all our relations. And that's everything in creation, because we can't move without having an impact.
And then just before I stop recording, is there anything else that you think we should highlight in our future of you?
I think to recognize that we all have different challenges. So every day, when we are just thinking about going to school, because schools are not an inviting place for all students. So for those students that have less in the way of challenges to get to school, to remember that the people they are walking through the hallway with, and not just their fellow students, but teachers, secretaries, administrators, custodians, all of it, and I'm not doing that in a hierarchical sense, that we all have to get through challenges and hurdles to be in that spot at that moment. And we don't know what those challenges are. So be kind to everyone. And this is when, you know, when I talked about speaking and acting with intent and purpose, rethink the joke that you might want to say. If you think ahead of what you might be saying or doing and it could be hurtful, reconsider it. Think about the impact on that person. Like, someone could be walking next to you and they are completely on the edge, but they're still smiling. They might be printing well.